Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. I'm commenting on Comrade Diane Abbott. Methinks she's the mother of the house, which is to say she's the longest serving woman in the House of Commons, a Labour MP first elected in 1987. And indeed, that year was the first cohort of non-white people elected to Parliament. Remember, 1987, the United Kingdom was way less racially diverse than it is now. UK's over 20% non-white. Back then would have been about 4%. So she's elected along with Bernie Grant, who was from a black Caribbean background. I think he came from Grenada. Paul Boateng, who's half black, half white, and the detestable Keith Vaz, all of them Labourites. Okay, so there she is, a first. Someone who's elected at Newnham College, Cambridge, and is a lockstep far leftist, the most extreme person in the House of Commons. And by the way, extreme's not a pejorative when it's coming from me. It could be honourable. I realised, sorry, I misspelled her name. It should be double T at the end of Abbott in her case, unlike as in Abbott of an Abbey. She got in trouble in 2023 when she wrote in a newspaper saying, sort of poo-pooing the experience of racialism of people who are white, saying that black people experience worse racialism than Jewish people, travelers, Irish people, or red-haired people. I mean, being red-haired is not an ethnicity, but admit redheads, I mean, that's a phenotype. I realize it's related to DNA and so on. So she said sorry for having written that, and now she's reiterated it. But wait a second, if what she said was so acceptable, why did she apologize? Ought to refuse to have done so. And she is the high priestess of racial conflict, like her late and unlamented colleague, Bernie Grant, who died in 2000. Bernie Grant's seat, Tottenham, was later taken over by David Lammy, and these are currently the Foreign Secretary. What's his name? Bernie Grant, who celebrated the attempted murder of police officers. And Diane Abbott's long been an advocate of terrorism in the United Kingdom and indeed overseas. She was suspended from the Labour Party and later allowed back in. She's a heroine to some on the far left. Goodness. Anyway, she's always playing the victim. Racism, racism, racism. Everything is racist. Da, da, da. Is that why she got elected to Parliament so young? Is that why she got it because of racism? Did she get to be the mother of that house because of racism? Clearly not. Racism is clearly not that bad, if indeed it exists at all. There's scarcely any racism in the United Kingdom. Thankfully, some of the racism there is partly because of her. There are very few women in the House of Commons, and she got elected. So clearly, not too much racialism. And she said that her comments were factually correct, as any fair-minded person would accept. Well, I'm a fair-minded person, and she's not, and they're not factually correct. And she said there's a difference between racism about colour and racism, which is not okay. That you can't necessarily tell a Jewish person by looking at him or her or a traveller. Well, Jewish people come in all colours, but okay, most Jews are white. It's obviously not clear what the cutoff between white and non-white is, and the UK is still a white majority country. Now, I don't care which colour people are. Nobody should be mistreated on the grounds of colour, ethnicity, religion, and so on. Goodness. And then he says, you don't know unless you stop to speak to them or in a meeting with them. As in, she's saying this about whether someone's a traveller or Jewish. Well, how does that come out if someone is a traveller Jewish by speaking to them? I'm Irish. I could be a traveller. As it happens, I'm not. Okay. So she's saying that certain ethnic differences are instantly visible because of phenotype. Well, that's true, which doesn't mean the racialism is worse or better or whatever. And even the Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner was suggesting that Diane Abbott was an anti-Semite. There's no place for anti-Semitism in the Labour Party, and obviously the Labour Party is processed for that. Okay. Diane had reflected on how she put the article together and was not supposed to be the version. Now, to double down again, said, well, I actually didn't mean that. I really meant what I said originally, I think is a real challenge, and so on. So, when there was the conflict going on in Northern Ireland, she was a cheerleader for a racist and sectarian terrorist organization, the Irish Republican Army, or the Irish National Liberation Army. And there were obviously racist sectarian organizations on the other side, the ALSA Volunteer Force, the ALSA Freedom Fighters, but she's on one side rather than the other. Obviously, the IRA was sectarian. They committed at least 200 sectarian murders, as in murdering Protestants for being Protestants, just like the loyalist terrorists murdered people for being Catholics, not for being in the IRA or something like that. So she really is despicable and has so often fueled the flames, been an apologist for some of the cruelest tyrannies of the world, such as Putin's Russia, and didn't think that Ukraine was entitled to defend itself. So she's a vile specimen, and she's also a hypocrite. So against independent schools, except when it came to her own child, she paid for boy, I think it was, to go to a City of London school. So it's do as I say, do as I do. You know, she doesn't give up any of her own privilege. She's long been an outspoken advocate for the mass murder of little children, doesn't want to protect little kids. So she is not the national treasure. Some people claim that she is. She's utterly odious, but that is Diane Abbott. And there was some talk that she might step down from Parliament the last election, but looks like not. I thought would she defect to this extreme left groupsicle, going to be founded by her former lover Jeremy Corbyn and who's the other one? As it Zara Sultana, the Fruit and Nut Party, as they call it, as in Sultana is the fruit and Jezza Corbyn is the nuts. I always thought what they should do, and a few of the suspended Labour MPs and the pro-Palestinian MPs, is to, and the Greens, all the Unite call it Green Left. Some Nordic countries have got a Green Left party, and they could push their far left agenda and saving Palestine. And I'm concur with them on saving Palestine, and that would be a way forward for them. So what do you think about Diane Abbott? I mean, I know she has admirers, but she says she gets tons of racialist hate mail. Now maybe that's true. I don't know. But although according to her, anything and everyone is racialist. I don't know if she says this, but you know how mathematics is racist or whatever. So it's just nonsensical, shrieking racist, 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 part of her breathing rhythm, her entire career. The how terrible that is. But so I think she probably won't be in continued parliament that much longer. Does she represents Stoke Newington? She's got a rock solid majority up there. So if she defected to this Green Left party, if they indeed establish one, she'd probably be re-elected. But you know, she's no spring chicken now, isn't she? Over 70. Right, got a bit of a sore throat. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Okay, goodbye everybody. And yeah, so that's it. Request more videos. Thanks for your donations. Let me know if you want me to give you credit on air for your liberality. Toodle pip.